B-Pod Studios.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let's get him on from Inquirer.com. Mr. Keith Pompey joins us. Keith, good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing excellent. How are you doing? First off, in the madness that is our world right now, we'll get to the actual Sixers in a second, but how is Mr. Pompey doing in all this craziness?
I'm all right. I'm good.
Doesn't get much more smooth than you, my friend. Doesn't get more smooth than you. Now let's get to the Sixers. What the hell, man? Well, what were they thinking? When you try to make sense of all this, of the last 24 hours, like nothing computes here. How did we get to this point?
You know, I don't think you can blame the whole Sixers organization. I mean, I think that it was just, you know, miscalculation at the top, and it looks bad. You know, I mean, you hear word that, you know, Michael Rubin was shocked. He was very upset when he found out that employees within the organization, you know, were going to get their pay deducted. You know, you hear stories about the coaches saying, hey, I don't know if I want to give that money back because, you know, we don't know if we're going to be here next year. So, you know, when we lump in and we say the Sixers, you know, I think it was more, you know, Josh Harris and maybe, you know, David Blitzer. But, you know, the rest of the people who worked for him, you know, these were people who were about to lose some pay. So it's not dumb, but it just looks bad because when you have, you know, billionaires, I mean, don't get me wrong. If it's like the corner grocery store on Erie and Tarsdale, you know, you're saying to yourself like, okay, these people are about to lose a lot of money and they're probably going to be out of business for the rest of their lives. As opposed to when you have, you know, when you have like billionaires making $3.8 billion and they're about to lose a couple million dollars, it just looks bad. It really looks bad. And I don't think it's fair. You know, I get it, but I don't think it's fair to lump everyone within the Sixers organization because some of these people were going to be the ones who lost money.
Yeah, and we are talking about ownership, and I did acknowledge yesterday that Chris Heck, Scott O'Neill, Elton Brand said that they would participate in the quote-unquote program, as they were labeling it. But it also seems odd that these guys that are so great at business, when you talk about ownership and all the success they've had, look, bottom line is NBA titles? No titles. However, that from a business aspect, they have grown the value of the organization, so they've been successful in that realm. So when you talk about these guys that have been so brilliant in business, they couldn't come up with a better way off the bat to take care of their employees. And then 18 hours later, they about face. It just seems like it was odd. So do you think it was just a small contingent of the ownership group that discussed it and then later clued everybody else in? Or do you think this was that was discussed with everybody?
No, I think it was a small contingent. I mean, when you have a guy like, you know, Michael Rubin, now he is a minority owner. You know, but he's probably one of the most high profile owners, you know, in of the group. So, you know, it's one of these things where I think that the decision was made from the top and then they informed people. Now, I don't know how many people were, you know, in the group, but I will tell you that, you know, word came to our paper and was put out there that, you know, a lot of people within the ownership group didn't know what was going on. They were shocked. So yeah, it wasn't like a group thing. I think, you know, it was Harris Blitzer. Like, you know, it was Josh Harris, you know, David Blitzer, their group, you know, they're their co-chairmen of it. They were the ones, you know, from what I hear, who decided on doing that. You know, so it wasn't everyone in the ownership group. It was a decision made from the top.
Keith, when you look at this ownership group, and I'll just include those two that you mentioned and maybe throw in a Scott O'Neill because his name was, you know, over the statement also. Are they looked upon favorably, whether it be players, coaches, on down the line, people that work for the business? Do you think generally they're looked upon favorably or not?
You know, I mean, I thought they were. I mean, you know, I thought it was one of those things that they were. I mean, here's the deal. Like, and if they're looked upon favorably or not, it's all about the top players. How do you feel? Did Joel Embiid have a great relationship with them? I would have to say yes. I mean, you've been around there, Bob. You've seen how he's interacted with them. There are always going to be certain people who don't like him. I think that right about now, you know, you're not going to have anyone to come out publicly and say, yo, man, I don't like my owner, because, you know, these people want to keep their job. But at the same time, if I'm like someone making between that 55 to 70,000 or 55 to even 100,000 range, I'm kind of looking at it like, whoa, were you guys really going to do this to us? You know what I mean? Like, really? Like, you know, we're struggling and you guys want to save money? And the thing is that really got me was when the Scott O'Neill's initial statement came out, and you and I both know Scott O'Neill didn't write that stuff. So he was just saying it, and they put his name to it. But when the initial statement came out, it said that what we're going to do is we are going to donate food and stuff like that to the Philadelphia community, the Camden, and the Newark. And if I'm an employee who's making between 55 to 100, I'm thinking, oh, so what you guys are going to do is you're going to deduct my pay, but you're going to give money to the certain communities. Mm-hmm. Right. So you're basically taking my money to give money to other communities. So to me, if I'm an employee there, I would be a little disappointed right about now. But no one's going to come out in public and say, hey, you know, I don't like it, especially not an at-will employee, knowing that they'll get fired.
Keith, I don't want to scare you, but you and I could not be more on the same page about this, my man. Like, in all seriousness, when I read the statement, it was like, oh, wait, hold on a second. You're taking from the people that literally serve you, give to just random people in the community. Hey, look, I'm not going to say that giving back to the community is bad, but when you're taking away from the people that are literally working for you, and Bobby even pointed it out, worked for you through the process years trying to sell this product, and you're going to go and turn around and give it to somebody else, that made no sense.
Yeah, it made no sense. And the thing that really looked bad about it is when you talk to people around the league, and you ask them, hey, is this like precedent? Like, and they're like, oh, right. It never happened before. You know, and then there's other people paying attention. Then you have owners coming out saying, you know, we're paying a lot of attention to this because we would hate for us to make a decision. And then all over Twitter, you know, people are like talking about how much we're worth, you know, mm-hmm. So it's just a bad look, you know, and I think, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, I mean, everyone. I mean, let's keep it real. Like, there's a lot of people that we know, we deal with, we work with. You know, they're not going to come out and say anything negative, but all these people were going to be affected by this. And this is a tough time. And again, you know, if it's the corner bodega or whatever it is, I get that. You know, you're going to lose money, but we're talking about a $1 billion corporation, multi-billions of dollars. And it just looks like a bad thing. And it's funny because it just seems like the 76ers organization, you know, they used to be like the last and stop of the league for the process. And then next thing you know, Sam Hinkie gets fired. And then they hire Brian Colangelo. And then it's the Twitter gate, right? And then all of a sudden there's some other things with injuries and this and that. And now it's like a time of crisis, so to speak. And now people are laughing at them because the owner wanted to take employees' pay. And we're talking about we're 2 weeks into a crisis. So, you know, it's just kind of crazy the way the whole thing goes. And you feel bad for people who work there because it just seems like they keep walking through the wrong door. They keep slapping themselves on the face. They keep, like, self-inflicting pains. It's just crazy, like, to think about it. But, you know, it's a bad look. It just seems like they look greedy. They look cheap. It's just bad.
Did you know of any other teams that have had layoffs or anything like that around the league?
No, I don't.
Yeah. So the ripple effect was the greater, well, I mean, not the greater thing, but this could have affected a lot of other teams in the NBA. The Sixers kind of took it upon themselves to be the crash test dummies.
Yeah, I mean, there's always going to be someone at first, but, you know, you think about it. Initially, no one wanted to be the first one to cancel games or to say that. Everyone was like, oh, well, we're going to play. No one wanted to be the first one. And then, you know, after the Sixers basically suspended stuff, then all of a sudden it's like, okay, let all the other pro teams did it, you know? So, I mean, I'm not the Sixers, the NBA. I mean, here's the thing is, like, you know, Josh Harrison, they acted on this, and it was one of those things where teams around the league were paying attention, but it backfired. I mean, I think, you know, yesterday I was listening to you guys. Matter of fact, I believe I even texted Bob while you guys were talking. And it's one of those things where, you know, you guys criticized them. They were being criticized on other sports rock, talk radio shows. They were being criticized on print, on TV, on social media. And it was one of those things where a lot of teams around the league did not want to have to deal with that stuff. Now, the one thing that we have to, I guess, keep our eye out for is that, you know, June 30th is when a lot of these guys' contracts end. You know, that's like the end of a year. So what can happen is you look at the Sixers, they went out there and said that we're going to have a beefed up player development staff. Well, if they lose a lot of money, are they going to reduce that staff? So now that people aren't getting reduced pay, they may decide that, hey, we have way too many people, you know? So, I mean, that's the next phase, and I think that could happen with teams, but it just was a bad look, you know, when the 76ers did what they did. You know, I'm not predicting the future, saying it's definitely going to happen, but sometimes when you want to save money, you lay people off. But, you know, it's one of those things where it just looked bad. A lot of owners in the league talked about how bad it looked, and it's just a PR hit, you know, for an organization, you know, especially in the city of Philadelphia, when we pride ourselves off of having a lot of blue-collar people. So it just was a bad look.
Speaking with Keith Pompey, Inquirer.com, do you feel safer that Joel Embiid is working on the coronavirus right now? Apparently he's locked himself up in his own room saying that he's working on coronavirus right now.
I don't even know how to answer that question, man.
Hey, the more minds, the merrier, right? The more minds, the merrier, Keith.
Look, man, I'm just, you give this guy credit for giving the money that he gave for it. You
absolutely
know what I mean? You give him credit. I mean, you know, Joel Embiid, you know, you can say what you want about Joel Embiid. People love him. You know, there was a point in time when, you know, he shushed the crowd. A lot of people got upset with him, but they still let him know that he loves them. You know, there's a there's a huge debate going around saying who is the best athlete or the most beloved athlete in the city, right? People talk about that. Joel names come up, Carson Wentz's name come up. All I'm here to say is, you know, Joel gave money for the relief. I mean, just to help find a cause for COVID-19 or a cure for it. To me, that speaks volumes. You know what I mean? He gave $500,000. That speaks volumes. And I also think that Joel, Tobias, Ben, a lot of these other guys were being criticized wrongly because people felt like they weren't stepping up. When you know, and I know, especially with Tobias, that here's a guy who donated $1 million to certain causes in the beginning of the season, who has all these other foundations. Joel gives money back to his country in Africa, the continent of Africa, right? So, and then there's also Ben, who's giving money back to Australia. So, you know, I think a lot of times what we always want to do is we want to count everybody else's money and what they're doing. Instead, we don't know what they do behind the scenes. Anybody could come out and say, I'm donating money. But the guy that I have the most respect for is the guy that donates money, but he doesn't want anyone to know about it. So, you know what? But more power to Joel for doing what he's doing. And I respect the fact that he was willing to step up and take care of everyone within the Sixers organization who was going to lose money. But in regards to him being self-isolated and all this other stuff, you know, I mean, I don't really have words for that because, I mean, I'm doing the same thing. So it is what it is. You know what I mean?
Keith, do you have any these guys, you make a great point. He thought of doing this, and they are in self-isolation because three people in the organization did test positive for the coronavirus. Do you have any I thought I saw where it was two players and one staffer or anything like that.
Yeah.
Do you have any word on that? And then how long does this go on with them?
No, I don't have any word. You know, as a matter, you're asking people, hey, is such and such test positive? So what you're doing is you're going down the line, you know, to see who didn't test positive. You know, and I don't have any word on that, like, right now. But at the same time, you know, I don't think that we should be alarmed. I mean, when you see that people are being tested now, and like Christian Wood had it, the Sixers played them. You know, the Sixers were out in California for, I think I was up, we were out there for like 8 days or something like that.
Right.
You know, you look at it, and when they come back, I think it would have been more of a shock if they didn't, if anyone in the organization didn't have it. You know what I mean? So I think that it's going to be a lot of people that are going to come out, or we're going to find out from different teams who were tested. I mean, excuse me, who tested positive. You know, now it's up to the team, it's up to the players to come out and announce it. You know, I wish that they would. I mean, I have the utmost respect for the guys who had announced it, just so people can know and be, you know, just feel good about themselves. Like if you were at the game and you gave a player a high five, or you did something, or you were around that person, you know, you don't want to go to bed every night wondering, hey, do I have the coronavirus? You know what I mean? So like, just, and no one is going to peg you in a negative light when you come out and say you had it.
Yeah.
They're going to say, hey, we got the utmost respect for them for coming out. So I just wish whoever has it, come out. Let people know. Let them feel safe.
I totally agree with you.
Keith, thanks for the call, man. Thank you so much for chiming in on this. Thanks for all your hard work, especially during this time, not just personally in the world we're all living in, but when the business shuts down, when the games aren't there to be covered. I know there's a lot more hustle that has to go into it. So, Keith, thanks so much for coming on with us, man. Really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me, fellas.
Thanks, Keith.
Absolutely. Keith Pompey, Inquirer.com. Must follow for all this stuff.